Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soulflower Psychic Readings. I'm your host, Brandon Thompson. I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. We're going to have a great show, and I know we'll see some beautiful soulflowers come through. And I want to say that I wasn't on last week, so if you tried to tune in, I apologize for that. Something unexpectedly had come up, and just was unfortunate I wasn't able to do the show. So I'm glad you're with me tonight, and I hope that a lot of people come in and we can catch back up where we were. And so so I just want to start out, if you're not too familiar with Soulflower Psychic Readings, it's an energy reading that when I ask for your name, I see in my mind's eye a flower. And that flower can tell me what's going on with you at present time. And so the flower can tell me if you're an old soul or a young soul. It can tell me what kind of your health condition is. It can tell me a little bit of blockages in your chakras by the certain colors that it has. Give me an overall feeling of what you are and where you're at. It can tell me about your relationships and families, career. And so the flower can give me a lot of information, but whatever it wants to tell me is the message that I need to give to you at that time. And once I've looked at your flower, then you can go ahead and ask me one question. It can be anything pertaining to what's going on in your life. And but I also want to state that I'm not a doctor, but if I do see something about medically, I'll just say this is what I see. You know, I'm not here to diagnose people. I'm not trying to say anything of this is what I see needs to happen. But so keep that in mind. So if we don't have anything else right now, I'd like to go ahead and take our first caller and find out what kind of soulflowers we have tonight. Hi, welcome to Soulflower Psychic Readings. Hello? All right, let's try the next person. Hi, welcome to Soulflower Psychic Readings.
Hi, good evening. Thank you for taking my call. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good, besides the cold weather.
Oh, yeah. Are you up in the Northeast?
Oh, yeah. I'm in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, well, I hope you fared well and that everybody's safe.
Yep, we're safe. We didn't get hit that hard by the snow.
Good.
I guess we were lucky we're not in Boston or New York. But it's pretty cool out there, you know.
So. Oh, I bet. All right. Well,
yep.
I'm glad you're safe. So have you tuned into the show before? Have you had a soulflower reading?
No. First time I'm calling.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. I appreciate that.
Sure.
So how it works is that you would give me you can either give me your first name or your full name, whatever you're comfortable with, and then I'll see what flower comes up in my mind's eye, and I'll tell you kind of what's going on with it, and we'll go from there. And then once I've described that to you, then I can answer a question that you have.
Sure. My first name is Sonia.
Okay, just bear with me a moment here.
Okay.
Okay, so I've got two flowers that are coming up for you, and I'm just trying to determine exactly where you're at, because I've got a daffodil, and then I've also got a lily for you. So I have these two flowers, and I'm trying to see where the energies are on with that. The lily is coming through a little bit stronger than the daffodil, and so when I'm looking at this flower, you're not exactly on your path. You're starting to correct yourself and bring yourself back to where you're supposed to be. And so when I see this flower, you're a young soul is what it looks like. And also when the stem comes up, it curves off to the left a little bit, and then it straightens back out. So it looks like there's a little bit of a detour you've taken in your life, and that you're back on your path is what you're trying to do. And when I'm looking at this lily, it's pink and white, and it looks like a stargazer if you're familiar with them. And so with that color, I see the pink is a lot of self-love going on, and the white is a lot of divine energy that you have with you. And so also with these black spots that I have, let me see more what's going on. Let me get your name one more time. It's another boost of energy.
Sonia. Sonia.
So I'm picking up on about friends or family, but I also see children. Do you have children?
No.
No, okay. I see something about friends, family, children, young ones in your family. There's something about kids wanting your attention. I just pick up something about kids around you. I don't know if you have nieces or nephews or anything like that.
Not really. They're all older, and I don't really have that many friends, and I don't have little ones, so I'm not sure.
That's interesting. I just see children around you, or that energy that they bring. So let me also go into more of what your flower is looking like. So when the petals are coming out and they're coming over, which means that you're opening yourself up, there's a lot of growth that I see within in your core with about who you are and what you're doing. And let me see. And then also when I'm looking at the stem with this, the color of it is very vibrant green, which I feel like you take care of yourself as far as vitamins and nutrients. It seems like you're doing well with that. There's not a lot of energy. The flower itself has kind of a low energy of what's going on. There's not a lot of movement or direction. And I mean, does this make sense? It's just the energy is really low with the flower. And I don't know if you're presently feeling like that or just where you're at present time in life. Does that make sense?
Maybe. I mean, not really. I mean, not 100%, so I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, do you have a question that you want to ask?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I wanted to see what you were picking up about my career. I'm presently looking for a job. I don't have a job right now. I was laid off in December.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been, you know, updated my resume, and I've been networking and applying for positions, and I wanted to see what you were picking up for me.
Okay, let me get your name one more time, please.
Sonia.
Sonia, thank you. So does this have anything to do with executive type of work, office?
Well, I've done office work. I mean, like I said, I went to college even on the last job I had, and even the one before that, the last three positions, they were all doing software testing.
Okay.
Data analysts. But right now, I just want to take a different direction. I'm looking for a career change. I want to get back into the medical, and I really want to get into a pharmaceutical company, and I've been applying for with the different positions with that type of industry, and that's my real goal, to either be a representative or
mm-hmm.
support or even sales, I would consider it,
right,
because I did work in that medical industry years ago for a company for almost 8 years, and that's, you know, I had three different positions, and the last one I had at that company was software testing, but before that I was doing client service and project coordinator, you know.
Because I keep getting like executive assistant kind of energy that you're not just, you know, you're not being a secretary of any type, but the executive assistant that I see is more of a hands-on and taking charge of certain roles and projects for an executive is what it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the energy that I feel that is about you. But I feel like you're very organized. You're very punctual. You're also making sure that things get done at a certain time. So, and as far as multitasking, I feel like you do very well with that. And that's just the role, because I see a lot of file folders around you, and I just see projects that have to be, and time management's very important. And so that's just the energy that I pick up as far as work comes in. I get the, like, around the third week of March is
mm-hmm.
when I see something actually coming in for you.
Okay.
Middle of March, that's the time frame that I pick up on.
Okay. So you're not picking up anything in the pharmaceutical industry, is that what you're saying?
Well, nothing specifically on pharmaceuticals. I just know that you are, it's all about projects and time management and handling certain projects.
Oh, that's weird, because I haven't applied for anything like that, and
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure, you know. So.
And another thing to keep in mind, too, is right now we're in Mercury retrograde, which makes a difference as far as when these things can come in. it's like things are on a standstill right now with careers or signing contracts or finding a job. And so it'll start picking back up for you after February, middle of February. But I see toward the end of March is when something is going to come in for you.
That's a rather long time because I've been applying since the same week I was laid off, since December, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to give up, and I'm still going to continue applying to pharmaceutical industry because that's where I really want to get in. So I'm not going to give up that goal that I have.
Oh, absolutely. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the energy that I pick up. So I wish the best of luck to you on that. I know how difficult it is and how frustrating it can be trying to find work, you know, and having it all time. And I've been there. I know what that's like. So good luck with that.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a good evening, and thank you.
Uh-oh.
Hi, welcome to Soulflower Psychic Greetings. How are you this evening?
Yes, hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you for having your show.
Oh, well, thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. I would like to know about my amazing boyfriend, Robert, and our relationship and business.
What was the first part you want to know about what?
My amazing boyfriend, Robert, and our relationship.
Let me go ahead and get your name first, and let's see what flower comes up for you.
Tina.
Okay. So I am getting a flower for you. Let me type a... I have definitely a white flower. And it's a kind of a cross between a daffodil and also a tulip. And so... the color that I have is certainly white for you, and it looks like a teacup, is basically, because it's got the daffodil type of cup to it, but it's very round, and it looks like a cup. And then you have a saucer. So I've got petals that are going all the way around you, and this flat part of where these flowers or these petals are, what they're acting is a support system for you, but it is also acting as a way for you to feel comfortable about where you're at. The cup is what I feel is like abundance. That you're holding,
because
you've got a lot of divine energy that you have, and so when I look at this, also you've got some growth. You've got a little bit of a fire inside of this flower, and it seems like it's also a magnet. It's a magnet, you know, like you are good at manifesting things. You're bringing things into your life, and so this divine energy and power that you have is helping you hold abundance in your life and bring things that you want to manifest. And so when I look at this flower also, you are on your path, because the flower is going straight up and down, and I feel that you have a very strong energy about you, that because when I look at the stem, it's very thick, which means that you can support yourself very well, that, you know, you don't really bend easy, or it's, you know, you go with the flow, but you're very strong about who you are and what you want. And so that's a good, the flower is really beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's got a good energy to it. And I also feel like there's a lot of, like you really know what you want. You're a go-getter, is what it feels like. So does that resonate with you on what I'm seeing with this flower?
Everywhere.
Okay, well, that's great. That's good. So let's go back to your question again. What was that about?
My amazing boyfriend, Robert.
Okay, Robert.
Yes.
Okay, let me get your name one more time, please.
Tina.
So I see Robert as being very much in love with you, because I see little hearts around him, and I see him a smile on his face, and I feel like he's a little bit, I feel like he's kind of giddy in a way. You know, he's got the butterflies in the stomach, and it feels like he talks about you a lot. He feels like he's very proud, and he's in love is what the energy that I have with him. I feel like he's like he wants to do more for you. You know, he's feeling like he's not putting himself down. He's like, he's giving you all that he has, and he's just very happy about where he's at. He's very content. He's excited about what the future holds. And there's also something about a star, about wishing upon a star or making a dream. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, that he's just he's like looking up and he's like, oh, I wish, and I'm so thankful, and there's a lot of good energy about Robert. He's a good guy is what it feels like.
Yeah.
Is he a thin guy by chance?
He's all small. Yeah, he works out a lot.
Okay. All right, but he has a really loving energy toward you, and it just feels good. He's excited to be with you and just wants nothing more to please you and just be happy, you know, and that's going out. And I feel like when he's out in public with you, he's very proud. Like, look at my lady. Look how beautiful she is, and he's very proud about that. So does that make sense? Does that resonate with you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Was there anything specific that you wanted to know, or just going kind of a general feel about what and who he is?
Just where he sees us going in business.
Okay. So are y'all in business together, or?
Yes.
Okay. So let's look at that dynamic.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to move closer so that we can do more.
Oh, okay. Well, excellent. Okay, so the image I have of him is like sitting at a desk, and it's about him looking at the numbers, he's looking at the books, so he feels like he's very much a businessman too. He wants to do things clearly and accurately. He wants to keep track of everything, and so it feels like there has to be some separation. I know he's going to have a hard time at moments to keep his love or his giddiness separate. Because I feel like sometimes he's going to sort of flirt with you, you know, that's just kind of what I feel like. He's the type of guy where he's all talking about business, but he'll throw a wink at you or something. So I feel like every now and again his energy and his attention will veer off just because of being around you and with you.
Oh, okay.
So as far as that energy goes, it feels like it's going to flow well. But I feel like boundaries are going to be very important to set when you're in that energy. You know, when the clock, you know, is done and you're done for the day or whatever, then it's like you can relax. And I also feel like you can't take things personally, too. If anything is said or done, that it is, you know, treat it like a business. And I feel like there could be some feelings hurt, but it's all about the communication.
Yes. Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And so I can tell you like a daffodil, and it was kind of a cross between a daffodil and a tulip, but the daffodil had more of a pronounce. And a daffodil is about assisting with healthy and productive communication between you and others. Okay, so this is good. We were talking about you and your boyfriend and business. And also a daffodil assists you with speaking in a loving and a positive way. And a daffodil also promotes confidence in speaking your truth so that others are receptive and willing to receive your message.
Yeah.
So it's a great flower, and yours being just a divine white is, it's good energy, and you're a very strong person. You're going to do really well.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Oh, are you okay? Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling in and listening.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Hi, thank you for calling Soulflower Psychic Readings. How are you?
Hi. Hello?
Are you there? Hi.
Can you hear me? Hi.
I can hear you a little bit, yes.
I don't know. You had to pick me up. Sorry. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. How's things going tonight?
Good.
Good, good. Have you had a flower reading before?
I have not, so I'm interested in what comes back.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and let's tune in. And go ahead and give me your name one more time, please.
It's Melissa.
So I have a rose for you. This rose is red. So right away, this rose has some action, like it's trying to say, hey, we need to go over here, we need to do this. So it feels like there's some action, like you, somebody or something is pulling you to get in a different direction. When I see this flower, the stem of it is very long, which means you're an old soul. And it feels like you're somewhat rigid in a sense that you are a strong person. You don't bend very easy. You've had kind of some hurdles up and down through life and And there's also some parts of your stem where it feels like there's been a little bit of hurt that's gone on, but then I also see a little bit of happiness. And a lot of the happiness feels like it's gone on later on in your life than it has earlier in your life, is what it feels like. But I feel like there's somebody who's tugging you, or an energy saying, you need to come this way. When I look at this flower being red, there's also a lot of passion, and it feels like it's a new flower too. There's a little bit of rejuvenation, a little bit of newness, but I feel like there's some anticipation that you have going on, like you're a little bit nervous about doing something, like taking the next step, or I'm not too sure about that, but I feel like somebody's trying to tug you. Does that make sense?
It does, yes.
Okay.
It does.
And so when I look at this flower also, you're kind of holding those petals in tight, which is a little bit about protection, is what's going on, because I feel like the ones on the outside of the flower are pretty strong and they're pretty rigid, and that's just your protection that's going on. But when I look at inside of those petals, those flowers are, or the petals are very, they're very soft, they're very supple, they're very just, it's got a good feel to it. So behind that shield that you're putting up is a really beautiful person who is just, can go with the flow, is nice and easy to talk to, but I feel like you're just kind of wound up a little tight right now. does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
It does, yeah.
Yeah, and so I just feel like there's some resistance, there's a little bit of fear, and so educating yourself or getting more knowledge is what feels like needs to happen for you, and just to trust and believe in the process. But I feel like there's just somebody there that you're not exactly trusting, in this process. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I'm kind of in a fairly new relationship. So,
okay. Well, that makes sense. Okay.
And plus, work can go that way too, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
So, there's also these two leaves that are right underneath the flower itself, and these two leaves are contracts, and you're holding these people that are in your life, and the contracts are family members, co-workers, people who you bring into your life to learn lessons from, and they could also be people that you're trying to teach them also. So it's kind of a two-way street on that. So you brought these people into your life, and when I get like a mother and father energy is who they are, and it feels like you keep their love very close to you, that they're very important to you in your life, and you need them right now. Does that make sense? I just feel like mother, you know, and if, when I say mother, father, it could be a person who acts as a father figure for you and a mother figure. It could be a grandmother. It's just got that energy of mother-father energy.
Oh, okay. It may be there's an older spirit that has came around, and I'm trying to figure out who that is. I've had somebody describe her for me, but I don't know. It doesn't sound like my grandmother, one of my grandmothers, so I'm not sure who that is.
Okay. So are you curious about who that spirit is?
Yes.
This person feels like it was their residence, or they are part of the house to me.
So a relative?
Yeah, they're associated with the house. It's just what I get with them. And they feel like where you're at or
oh. Okay.
Yeah, and it's a very strong, nurturing, motherly type person. But I also feel like this person has a temper. You know, is just can sometimes, like, they would fly off the handle every now and then. So this is a person who I feel like would discipline well. Not well, let me rephrase that. She would discipline. So that's the kind of energy that I see her when she was before she had crossed.
Okay.
So she feels like she's a very stern person. And so it feels like she is there because it's her house.
That's weird. Like
this is, pardon?
Well, this is a fairly new residence. I mean, it's 10 years old. There was a lady that lived here prior to me who left. But unless there was here hanging around this land before this was
built. And that's very possible. And that's very possible. You know, sometimes we pick up hitchhikers too. So, but I feel like she's like, there's just something about that house and her that is connected.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. Because when I had somebody described her, I'm like, I don't even know who this person is.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't describe her as like a relative.
Gotcha.
Some person. So, okay. Cool.
Well,
did you have any questions
that you wanted to ask me, or
the relationship that I'm in? Do you see his situation improving? Any?
What's the name of the person?
Robert.
First name's Robert. So I feel like this person is reserved, is being methodical, and is thinking a lot of things. I also feel like he's waiting things out, and I also feel like he's waiting for you to screw up or waiting for you to make, you know what I mean? He's being
he's got trust issues, I know, and I'm patiently working with him on that. So.
Yeah, and that's where those walls are around your flower, because I can see. And this person, he doesn't feel trustworthy. He's looking at... any way to get you in a certain way. I mean, he's a good person, but it just feels like there's, I don't know, it's not a really good, comfortable feeling.
He's kind of not trusting me and waiting for me to screw up, basically.
There's just something I'm just going to wait, you know, and see what happens, because I want to catch her on something to prove. But he just feels... he just has a motive, you know. There's an agenda there going on with him that just doesn't feel good, and doesn't feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So, but let me tell you about the meaning of what a red rose is. And so, it attracts love and passion, and its healing energy melts blockages in your heart, and that's basically a red rose.
Okay, great.
So. I hope that was helpful.
It was.
And just be aware of what is going on there, and allow that to be time. You know, don't.
Mm-hmm.
I just say allow it to be, and see mm-hmm. where it goes.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
All right. See you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, and welcome to Soulflower Psychic Readings.
Hi. How are you?
I am doing very well. How are you tonight?
I'm good.
Good. Have you had a flower reading before?
No, I never have.
All right. Well, why don't I get your first name or full name, whatever you're comfortable with, and let's see what flower comes up for you.
My name is Lenora.
All right. Feels like you're on a mission. I feel like you've had to make a decision, and you're there, because I see like this stem that comes up, and it makes like a 90 or 60 degree angle, and it just like boom, there it is, and it's on its way. I get a white rose for you. I feel like you're also an old soul, a very old soul. The stem, it comes straight up, and it leans a little bit to the left. It feels like there was some weight that was put on you, or some pressures that were put on you through life, and you've kind of had to take on a lot of burdens. You've had to take on a lot of energies, and it just feels like you're being weighed down. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And then it feels like you've just had to make this 90 degree turn to just dart out of the direction you were going. Because I look at this flower, and it's just in so much of a cert, and so much of I'm looking for a direction, and I need this. It's like really trying to get something or go after something that you need. And so I see like this giant eyeball in the front, like it's looking for things, and it's just constantly reaching out for what you need in your life, this energy that it needs to fulfill you, because there's been so much pressure. Part of it feels like you're trying to escape and get away with what is going on right now, and you've had to make that decision. It's like, just get me out of here. I want to go now, and I'm gone. That's just the energy. So the flower was a white flower, and so with that white flower, I feel like God and divine, and also a purity and an honesty. I feel like the purity and the honesty is more of what resonates with you because you're being honest with yourself and you're a very pure person. Okay, when you look at you, I just see like you're going to be honest and you're filled with integrity. And now is a point that you've had to make a decision to say, hey, look, I have got to make a change and I'm going to do it right now. I'm committed. I'm gone. I'm going to do this. And it's just, it's on its way. And I feel like this is like the possibilities are infinite about what you're going to do.
Mm.
Does that resonate? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Although I'm a little confused about where my future is going.
Okay. And so, and that makes sense too, because when I see this flower, and I mentioned the giant eye, like you're looking and you're reaching out, so you're looking for that answer, you're looking for that future, because when I see the background of it, it was of like of the universe, it was like stars. And so right now, I feel like you have a blank canvas that you can create whatever that you want. And so when I look at that, I say that, you know, the possibilities are infinite because you are in that position to, like, what do I want to create? What do I want to do? And so let me see more. Let me get your name one more time, please, to get that energy.
Lenora.
Were you in teaching or thought about teaching? Because I see you, like, in front of a blackboard or a whiteboard or something, teaching people or showing them things. Like, you are... teaching. Does that?
I used to teach things about my work to people, both
okay.
young and old.
I just still feel like you have a need to educate people. That you, there's just something, and that just might be something that you're very good at, of teaching people or advising them or showing how a project needs to be done. But I also feel like there's a part of you that needs to be able to relax and be yourself, because I feel like when you're teaching, you're being confined to something, whereas you need to be a little bit more of a free thinker, and you need to allow creativity to come out of you. So I feel like incorporating like art and paint and colors. Colors are very strong, I feel, with you, that you need to be around colors to bring out life within you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So working with colors, and I just keep getting about paints and art, that right now expressing yourself through painting or an art project is going to help you manifest in that direction that you need.
Okay.
And
I would enjoy painting, and as a matter of fact, I've got something that I'm supposed to go to with a place that does painting. I'm not a painter, and I'm not really that good of an artist, but I'm supposed to go to this thing where you actually learn how to paint a picture.
I think that's the path that you need to take. I think that creativity is going to get things moving for you. I think you're going to find a new side that you're going to really enjoy, and when you're working in that right brain, you're going to find more things coming to you through that creativity with painting. I think that's the right step.
Could pottery be part of that also? Because I really like to do pottery. I'm not very good at it, but I like to work with the clay. It's
absolutely
therapeutic,
you know,
for me.
Yes, and that's what you need, because I think you're going to start, you know, whether you want to say you're going to be channeling or not, but you're going to be more creative. You're going to get ideas coming to you. You're going to start getting into the flow of your life. And doing that creativity is going to bring in information to you about what your joys and your pleasures and the direction you want to go in your life. Because when you're feeling those, you're at a higher vibration, and then you're going to attract things into your life that do make you happy.
Okay. Well,
so,
thank you very much.
You're welcome. And I saw a white rose for you, and the white rose symbolizes purity, cleansing, and releasing, and heals the heart over loss and grief. Does that make sense to you? Does that?
Yes, it does.
I feel like the cleansing and releasing is a good thing for you, but I just feel that creativity, once it starts, you're really going to shine. You know, your light's going to come on.
Okay. Thank you so much. That was wonderful.
Good. Thank you for joining me. You have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, welcome to Soulflower Psychic Readings.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you tonight?
Good, good. First time I hear about Soulflower Readings.
Oh, well, great. So, well, thank you for joining me tonight.
Well, my pleasure. Thank you. So I was intrigued. I was looking for some answers, but I'm open to your type of reading, see what comes up.
Okay. Well, why don't you give me your name, and we'll see what flower comes up for you, and then after I've gone through that, then you can ask me a question.
That'll be great. Awesome. My name is Eduardo Alarcón.
Okay, bear with me a moment. Let's say that one more time, please.
Eduardo Alarcón.
Okay, so I've got, first off, the colors that come through are red, orange, and yellow for you, and this color is... they're very vibrant, they're very bold, and the flower I get for you is a tulip. I feel like this tulip is kind of closed up a little bit, and I feel like things are inside of you, like you are, you have a baby inside of you, okay? Like something, a creativity or an idea, like there's a new birth that you're taking care of, like you have a nest egg that you're trying to allow to grow, and I feel like when this flower, when it opens up, that idea or that creativity or that what you're trying to bring into life is going to happen. So, and I'm trying to think of the right word about what that is when you're sitting on an egg and you're waiting for it to crack, and so you're nurturing this idea that you have within you. And so when I look at this flower also, you are on your path. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. I feel like you're a young soul, and I also feel like you're a very strong person too. I feel like there is, in the very beginning stages in your life, that you've had to go through the dirt, the mud, because I feel like it's very dirty on the bottom of the stem, which means you've had to really grow above and beyond things in your environment to become of who you are today. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, and when I look at those the colors of the flower, I've got the red, orange, and yellow. Those are your lower chakras. Are you familiar with the chakras?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and so your lower chakras, I feel, is have got to be very strong in this point in your life. You know, about your foundation and your pleasures, and then about feeling like you are secure with yourself, and that you also need to feel like you do not have any lack or anything, that you're being fulfilled. It's very strong that you, or excuse me, it's very important that you work on these lower chakras, because those are what going to propel you of where you need to be in life. So is there an idea or is there something that you're creating, or because I feel like you're about to give birth to something that is an idea or that you're trying to bring into your life. Does that make sense?
Yes, it's actually... that's what I'm working on. I'm working on a new business that I haven't gotten there yet, but I'm doing the work and figuring out the things that I need to get done and
okay.
Exactly, that's exactly what I'm going through right now.
Okay. Well, let me look more into that, because I know you're interested in that part.
Yeah.
Okay, incubation. That was the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
And so it's in an incubator right now. You're creating it. You're developing it. There's all kinds of energies that are going inside of this. It's just a big swirl. And when I look at this, it's like there's a galaxy inside or a universe or something, and it's just moving at the way it's supposed to be moving. And what I get out of that is that you need to allow this to be exactly what it's supposed to be. Don't force it. Don't rush it. It's going to work out just fine. And so all of it is going to be divine timing for you.
Okay.
And you need to trust and believe in that, okay? So you put your efforts in, you continue manifesting, you keep working on it. It's all about timing for you, because when I see this, it's just that universe is just turning ever so slowly, but it's doing it at the perfect time, at the perfect place, and so I feel just trust and believe in that. When I look at those lower chakras about the foundation work and not living in lack and limitation, you've got to bring those lower chakras up, because that's going to help incubate that idea and that business for you. It's going to create it even stronger than what you thought it would be. So it's very important for you to work on that within yourself to help your business idea.
Cool. You know, that's something that's been coming up for some reason. I've been feeling like my my energy depleted. I don't know if I'm, you know, when I go to bed, I go to work in the inner planes or something, because sometimes I just wake up completely drained, you know?
Well, then you're definitely astral traveling. So because of this business idea, you're out on the astral working. You're trying to put things together. You're making contacts. I feel like that astral is about you're already working out there on the future. So this business idea, it's like you're out there marketing. You're talking to people. The product is done, if that's what it is. You are out there setting up the future for yourself, and that's where you're being drained, because that astral traveling for you is all business. And
wow.
Is there also a lady, that, a woman in your life?
Yes, I'm married. Yeah.
Okay, because I feel like she's being very patient with you. It feels like
yeah.
She loves you very much, and she wants to see you succeed. And I know that she's really putting some things on hold for herself. It feels like. I mean, it's nothing significant, but I just feel like she's very much supporting you, and you have her love and you have her support, is what I get from her. So it's a good feeling, and she's there for you.
Awesome. Yes, I she's been very patient, so I'm really thankful and grateful. I'm very supportive, you know, in every way. So I'm very thankful.
Yeah, you'll
you know,
be successful.
And I'm working on this for both of us, you know. So
that's great. I love that. That's good. That's good. So, but you are on your path, because it's the flowers going right up, straight up and down, and just keep that incubation going. Believe in the divine timing of it, and I feel like there's something else that's coming up for you about some knots. Like I see some strings and things are in a knot. Is that what you do to yourself? Do you worry yourself to where your gut feels like it's in a knot?
I don't feel it like that.
Or like you get tied up, or I just feel like there's some sort of a... that. It just reminds me of a knot. I see the image of a rope with a knot in it, and sometimes you need to release certain things in order to keep going forward.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably, you know, when I get stuck in something, I'm very persistent,
yeah.
You know, and I kind of just give it everything, you know, and that
right.
Sometimes brings me to, you know.
All right, well, don't forget to just release things and allow it to be. I think that'll help, you know, moving forward.
Yeah, okay, cool. Well, that's a great reading. Wow, that's the first time I hear about a flower reading. Is this something you created or you learn?
I had learned to do a certain kind of reading. I've just sort of taken it out a little bit further. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, and so it's cool because everybody has a unique flower to them. And so when I see, I could have, you know, two roses, but then one person might have a different color than the other, and it could be, it's all where you're at present time. So the flowers just give me a lot of information and help me give messages to you any way possible. So
that's awesome. If you have a website or a course or something that I can check out?
You can visit me at www.innerhealing.biz, and that's innerhealing.biz. You can also follow me on the blog talk. My email address is on there.
Got your website. Great. Yeah, here it is.
Cool. All right. And
awesome. Brandon, right?
Yes.
All right, awesome, Brandon. Thank you so much. Great reading. I love it. I'll follow
good.
You here on Blog Talk.
All right, let me tell you one more thing, though, about the meaning of a tulip, though. And so a tulip brings everything back into order. And so it helps you focus when interruptions keep creeping in. And they also assist with clearing out energies that cause anger and annoyance. And tulips also bring calmness, relaxation, and focus. So I feel like all this energy that you have going on, keeping tulips in your house is helpful because it brings things back in order and it helps you stay focused. And I think that's a good flower for you, and it does resonate with what's going on in your life.
Awesome. And do you know perhaps any flower that my wife also might benefit, so maybe I can buy the two of them?
Well, you know, the image that I had for her, she just had like a bundle of red roses, and to me that was just a symbol of how much love that she has for you. But what was her first name?
Carolina, like North Carolina, Carolina.
Yeah, I get, oh, wow, she has an amazing, beautiful energy about herself, too. I see, she definitely has a very divine and pure energy about herself. And what is this white flower? I'm trying to, I see it in my mind's eye, and I'm trying to think of the name of it.
I think I know what you're talking about. Hold
okay. But it's a pure white flower, and it's beautiful. Her energy is just, is amazing.
Is it, oh my goodness, what's the name? I had it in my tongue in my mouth. Lily, is it a lily?
It's like a lily, yes.
Okay. I don't know what else. Okay. She loves lilies.
Yeah. Well, she's got a beautiful spirit about her, and she's a very loving and supportive woman for you. So it looks cool. It's great.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Brandon. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You have a good evening.
You too. Take care, my friend.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. Hi, welcome to Soulflower Psychic Readings.
Hi, this is Regina.
Hi, Regina. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Have you had a Soulflower reading before?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Well, why don't I go ahead and see what flower comes up for you?
Okay.
And go ahead and give me your name one more time, please.
Regina.
Okay, I have a yellow daffodil for you. Let me see what else is going on. And this, when I look at this flower, it's so it's like, you know, the cup portion of it, of the daffodil, that looks like a teacup, basically. It feels like it's very constricted, and it's also, you're limiting yourself as far as abundance or things that you're wanting to bring into your life. It feels like you're putting a strap around yourself and limiting, or you have constraints, or you're not allowing things to come in. Does that make sense? Like there's a lot of pressure, and you're trying to tighten things up.
Yes.
Okay, and also when I look at this, but there's something out there's a there's somebody there to support you, because I feel like there's another cup underneath it, so that whatever you can't handle, you've got the support to back you up, and that energy is there to help you succeed, to help take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely have the support. You're not going to fail, is what it feels like. You're going to be okay, and so this person is just there to help nurture you, see you along the way. And whatever does get spilled out of your cup onto this other area, it's okay. You're going to have time to get that back and recollect. But right now it just feels like there's some constraints on you that just are really hard for you to work through right now. Does that make sense?
Yes, definitely. Because I'm going through a divorce at the moment. So,
okay.
You know, money.
Right.
I have to dish out money to pay the attorney, and, you know, and then last week I received a call because I'm working two jobs, and my part-time job has been let go as of March the 1st, so it's just like, like, I need these jobs, you know, and it's, you know, I was worried at first, and then I said, well, you know, sometimes the Lord just open doors, you know,
yes.
A better, bigger door for me,
mm-hmm.
You know, got to make room for something else.
Right. And so I also see that, you know, when I look at this yellow flower, that's your solar plexus is what I'm getting. It feels like you know, you're living in a little bit of lack and limitation that I was seeing, but there's so much energy that you need about knowing of who you are and having that confidence. It's like you have got to get that energy back within you of being confident, being strong, and knowing what you want and where you want to go. As you raise that vibration and you focus on that energy, you're going to attract what you're going to need in your life. But I want you to also know that trust and believe that you have that support that's underneath you, okay? So don't feel like you're alone in doing this, that it is going to be okay for you. And so when I'm picking up the month of May, which feels like a long ways out, but the month of May is significant for you as far as things kind of wrapping up and taking a turn for you. You know, there's a new leaf, there's a new a newness coming. You're going to be able to get rid of some old energy around the mm-hmm. time of May.
Okay. Wow, that's awesome. Because I've been through a lot, really, because this divorce really dragging from last year, really. And
yeah.
it's just like, okay, enough is enough, and stop trying to fight everything and
right.
just, you know, just agree what I want and just we can move on.
Yep,
know?
Exactly.
And
you know what?
It is coming up in February, so, you know, thank God mm-hmm. for that.
Yeah, and right now, until the middle of February, things are going to be kind of slow. You're not going to see a lot of action on things. So
mm-hmm.
after the middle of February, things should be picking up for you. Start moving forward again, like you're actually making headway, and you'll get that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just feels... Do you have a little girl by chance? I feel like a young son or daughter, but I feel young daughter energy.
Yes, I have a... She's 10. Mm-hmm.
Okay. She loves you very much. I just see her of, she sees you as very creative and a very fun person. I feel like she looks at you as just, I love my mommy. And she recognizes some hard times that you're going through right now. She sees that. She doesn't
mm-hmm.
quite understand that. Sometimes I feel
mm-hmm.
like she worries about things when she's laying in bed at night. She's not exactly sure. But the thing is that she's resilient. It feels like those thoughts go through her head quickly, and then they're done,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then she's back to being a little girl, and she's fine with that. But she's very aware about your thoughts and feelings, and just know that she loves you very much, and that you're doing a good job of what you're doing for her. She, I just feel like she just loves you.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear that, but I'm just having issues with her schoolwork. I know she loves me. I know that, and but it's just like her schoolwork right now. I don't know if it's her teacher. She told me, you know, she told the babysitter that it was a couple of people that was bothering her, and you know, and it just like.
So I think
okay.
part of that is about her foundation. I feel like she's a little bit floating. She's not really grounded. Does that
okay.
make sense to you about being grounded?
Mm-hmm.
So, because I feel like her energy is kind of scattered a little bit. I feel like
mm-hmm.
one way she's being
yep.
tugged this way, but then her emotions are also playing in a factor of that too. So
okay.
she needs to get grounded again. And that could be anywhere that I feel like just sitting, you and her sitting together out in a park, you know, being outside and just connecting to Mother Nature is what I feel.
Okay.
So some bonding time in a park is just what I feel it would be really helpful to her to reground her.
Wow, that is, yeah, because she definitely needs some, because this is, you know, it's been back and forth through kindergarten, and it just seemed like it just went from bad to worse.
Mm-hmm.
She got fifth grade, and just like, wait, you're going backwards. You were doing well in second, third, and fourth. Now, you know, this happened, and I understand, like, the changes of the family structure. The family unit has changed. Me working
right.
two jobs, I had to go back to work because I have to support
yep.
her and my son
mm-hmm.
and myself. So it's a lot of changes for her, and she's not used to that, and she's used to her mother being there. And now that I can't be there as much like I should, it really taking a toll on her. And she'd rather,
yeah.
you know, be near me more, want my attention
right.
more than ever. And she never been like that before.
Yeah.
So
her foundation is
mm-hmm.
just a little bit off right now, and that's why she's not grounded and she's kind of out there. So we need to bring her back down, you know, recenter and ground. So, but
right.
I do want to tell you the meaning of a daffodil, and this would probably resonate.
Okay.
The daffodil is a great flower that assists with healthy and productive communication between you and others, and it also assists with speaking in a loving and a positive way, and it also promotes confidence in speaking your truth so that others are receptive and that they're willing to receive your message. So where you're at in your life right now, I feel correlates with the energy of a daffodil.
Mhm. Exactly, and it definitely with the ex-husband, you know,
mm-hmm.
just speaking my truth and
Absolutely.
not understanding that I'm not fighting with you. I'm just letting you know this is what needs to happen. You know, it's more of a co-parenting
right.
thing. It's nothing, you know, the emotions is gone. It just, this is about business, and
mm-hmm.
and that's all it is. That's all we have. That was
yep.
this between us. It's just these two kids and
yeah.
nothing else. So it definitely resonates with me. But it's glad I'm glad to hear that there's somebody else that, you know, under, you know, that would help me and support me. Because I do feel like sometimes it's so much on me, like,
yeah.
I'm not going to have somebody, like, you know, to support me in other ways so I can really be free and
yep.
don't have so much burden on me, you know. Just, that'd be a great thing.
All
know,
right.
My
well,
family,
trust,
they help me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, trust and believe that they're there to support you. And you know, God is with you. That you have the support, and that's going to help take some pressure off of you. So...
okay.
You're going to be okay. It's all going to work out.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank
Love
you.
Love reading.
Thank
all
you.
Right,
have a good evening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Hi. Welcome to Soulflower Psychic Readings.
Hi.
Hi. How are you tonight?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. Have you had a reading before?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, why don't you go ahead and give me your name, and we'll see what flower comes up for you.
My name is Stacy.
Stacy, okay. I get a pink and white daisy for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like this daisy is spinning really fast. Like there's a high vibration, a high energy that is going with this. It also feels like there's something about you just wanting to take off, because I feel like you're spinning so fast that there's a part of you that's just going to lift off. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And so what I feel like when I see like you're creating this other little, I feel like it's a bird or an angel or something, because you're spinning so fast, and I see this little part of you that has angel wings, and it's just rising up and it's going off. You're sending it out into the world type of thing. So I feel like there's been some sort of a nurturing going on, and that there's this divine release of that you're sending out to the angels is what it feels like. You're sending to heaven. That there's just this connection of you sending a message or something. Does that make sense to you? I'm trying to explain the image that I have
yes.
in my head.
Yeah.
Okay. This other part of you that you're sending out is definitely filled with love. There's a lot of pink energy that is around this, and it just feels like you're trying to spread love, send the message of love. You need to get that out, and it just feels like it's very important that you've worked so hard to raise this vibration to get the message out. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. All right, and so when I look at this flower, you're definitely on your path. It feels like you're a young soul also. When I see this, the stem is short, which would make sense that you're a young soul. But the flower itself is like huge. It's like this giant satellite that is just spinning around. It's a flat satellite, but it's just spinning really fast mm-hmm. to raise that vibration. And so you are sending energies up, and you're receiving energies, and so it's like, it just feels like you channel now and then, and it also just feels like you've just got energies coming to you all the time. The white petals, I feel like for you, is about living in that high vibration, that frequency, that you are also have that divine honesty and purity, and you're just very receptive to love and light, and that's just, you're taking
yeah.
all of that in. So it's a very high vibration. Did you have a certain question for me?
Do you see anyone coming in regarding relationships?
Okay, let me get your name one more time, please.
Stacy.
I feel like you have to go through this change first. Because what I see is like you're having to walk through a veil or some sort of a mirror or a portal or some sort, where there's an actual energy shift or a change within you to bring in that other energy, that other person.
Oh, okay.
So it feels like that you just have to make a certain change within you. Does that make sense to you?
Totally. It does, yeah.
Okay. So until you do that, only then will I see, or will you see, that other person coming in.
Oh, okay.
So, also let me tell you what a daisy means. A daisy is about bringing simplicity and regeneration back to your spirit. Daisies also, they ask you to take time out for yourself and breathe. They'll assist you in rejuvenation, recharging, and relaxing on deep levels. And so just allow daisies in your life when you feel like your life needs a little bit of a slower pace.
Okay.
That's what I feel. So, does that resonate with you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
All right. Excellent.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. You have a good evening.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Hi, welcome to Soulflower Psychic Readings.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you tonight?
Doing well.
Good,
doing
good.
Well.
Have you had a reading before from me, or a Soulflower reading?
A Soulflower reading? Never.
No?
Never
okay.
Before.
All right, well, why don't I get your name, and we'll see what flower comes up for you.
Sure. Rose Maria.
Okay, hang on a minute here. So I feel like you've got this, you have a tulip, but you also have the bottom of a daffodil. So it feels like you've got some, there's like some brown energy, some yellow energy, and it just feels like it's very much closed up right now. The other part of this flower is very, it's very white. It feels like, let me see what I'm getting on this. So I feel like there's another layer that sometimes can cocoons you to protect you, and then it opens up because it feels like there's some life lessons that you're having to go through right now in order for you to really open yourself up. So it feels like there's this this second layer of you that opens and closes when it's supposed to, when you need to make these life lessons, or you need to learn from these lessons in order to move forward. Because once you start learning those lessons, that your own flower, because it feels like there's a little bit of a low energy to it, you know, the brown color, the yellow in it also is about, like, living in lack and limitation or confidence. It feels like you need to bring that up to raise your vibration. And when you do that, your flower is going to look a lighter color, and it's also going to open up. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's just I took care of something today, and it had to be done. So time for him to let me go.
Yeah.
So
I feel like right now it's just, so that kind of makes sense. You're kind of closed up right now to just kind of protect yourself and just kind of to go in and think and to process. But there's also a lesson that I was thinking that you're having to go through, and this relationship probably was a big lesson that you've had to learn for yourself.
Not so much for me, more for him. So it's time for him to let me go and let me live my life, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not me so much, because I already learned what I did and what I didn't do wrong. So it's him. You know what I mean? It's not so much me.
Sure.
It's like I moved on already. If you know what I mean.
Right, I understand. Yeah. So when I look at this flower also, that you are on your path, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, I feel like you're also getting tugged a little bit from maybe some friends or family or somebody who, you know, who people who do care about you, they want you to go with them, it just feels like. I feel like they're trying to grab you by the arm and say, you need to come with us. And part of that is just some influencing that they're trying to do toward you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's him. To go,
okay.
To go on his side. It's like it's hard to explain. I know what you mean. It's like I did learn what I needed to learn and move on. It's time for what's that proper word? Blocking. Don't block me.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the right word?
I think,
you know,
I understand
what
you mean. Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
like, let me be, let me live my life, like you said.
Yeah.
there's other people. I'm like, yeah, I know. Just you're still not doing anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. So did you have a certain question or anything for me that you wanted an answer to?
Pretty much like a friendship, like you said. About that, pretty much. His name begins with an R, like Robbie.
Okay, let me get your name one more time, please.
Rose Maria.
See, this other person, I feel like he's a very busy person. He's got a lot of things going on. It seems like he's very active, and he's talking to a lot of people. And it feels like he's on his own agenda. He's on his own schedule. He does what he wants when he wants. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And so are you asking about, is it a good friendship, or is it going to turn into more, or what is your question about that?
I know it's a long-time friendship, more.
I feel like, you know, so what I hear is, like, I've got feelings for you, but it's just, you know, I've got my own thing going on, and I'm just, you know, that's cool, but I just, you know, it doesn't feel like he would give you everything that you need. It doesn't feel like he's really wanting to put that much energy into it, and that's what I feel at this time, present time.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
But it's never going to happen, basically.
That's what I feel. It's just, it's the energy isn't there for, I think, what you're wanting and what he's willing to give.
Cool.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Well, all right. Well, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks.
All right. Have a good night. That wraps it up for this evening on Soulflower Psychic Readings. I want to thank you for listening and taking time out of your evening to be a part of this journey. Please go to our website at www.innerhealing.biz to schedule a private reading and to look at our other services and products. So I want to end it, and I just wish you all that your flowers bloom forever bright and that you all live in the love and light. Thank you for joining me on Soulflower Psychic Greetings.